You've killed me. Bastards, you've killed me. While the sun is still hot, I die.
Collected on the fifth day of the week Chach of the month Betab of the year 1171, 10 seconds before death. Subject was a dark-eyed soldier, 31 years of age. Sample is considered questionable.
5 years later.
I'm gonna die, aren't I?
The weathered veteran beside Sen turned and inspected him. The veteran wore a full beard cut short. At the sides, the black hairs were starting to give way to gray.
I'm gonna die. Oh, Stormfather, I'm gonna die.
How old are you, son?
Sen didn't remember the man's name. It was hard to recall anything while watching that other army form lines across the rocky battlefield. That lining up seemed so civil, neat, organized. Short spears in the front ranks, long spears and javelins next, archers at the sides. The dark-eyed spearman wore equipment like Sen's, leather jerkin and knee-length skirt, with a simple steel cap and a matching breastplate. Many of the light eyes had full suits of armor. They sat astride horses, their honor guards clustering around them with breastplates that gleamed burgundy and deep forest green. Were there shard bearers among them? Bright Lord Amaram wasn't a shard bearer. Were any of his men?
What if I have to fight one?
Ordinary men didn't kill shard bearers. It had happened so infrequently that each occurrence was now legendary.
It's really happening.
This wasn't a drill in the camp. This wasn't training out in the field swinging sticks. This was real. Facing that fact, his heart pounding like a frightened animal in his chest, his legs unsteady, Sen suddenly realized.
Oh, I'm a coward. I shouldn't have left the herds.
Son, how old are you?
15, sir.
And what's your name?
Sen, sir.
I'm Dalet.
Dalet, I'm gonna die, aren't I?
No, you're gonna be just fine. Keep your head on straight. Stay with the squad.
But I've barely had 3 months training. I can barely hold this spear. Oh, Stormfather, I'm dead. I can't...
Son, you are going to be fine.
How can you know?
Because, lad, you're in Kaladin's Stormblessed squad.
The other soldiers nearby nodded in agreement. Behind them, waves and waves of soldiers were lining up. Thousands of them. Sen stood right at the front, with Kaladin's squad of about 30 other men. Why had Sen been moved to a new squad at the last moment? It had something to do with camp politics.
Why is this squad at the very front, where casualties are bound to be the greatest?
Small fearspren like globs of purplish goo began to climb up out of the ground and gather around his feet. In a moment of sheer panic, he nearly dropped his spear and scrambled away. Dalet's hand tightened on his shoulder. Looking up into Dalet's confident black eyes, Sen hesitated.
Did you piss before we formed ranks?
I didn't have time to...
Go now.
Here?
If you don't, you'll end up with it running down your leg in battle, distracting you, maybe killing you. Do it.
Embarrassed, Sen handed Dalet his spear and relieved himself onto the stones. When he finished, he shot glances at those next to him. None of Kaladin's soldiers smirked. They stood steady, spears to their sides, shields on their backs. The enemy army was almost finished. The field between the two forces was bare, flat, slick rock, remarkably even and smooth, broken only by occasional rock buds. It would have made a good pasture. The warm wind blew in Sen's face, thick with the watery scents of last night's high storm.
Dalet.
A man walked up through the ranks carrying a short spear that had two leather knife sheaths strapped to the haft. The newcomer was a young man, perhaps 4 years older than Sen's 15, but he was taller by several fingers than even Dalet. He wore the common leathers of a spearman, but under them was a pair of dark trousers. That wasn't supposed to be allowed. His black Galethi hair was shoulder length and wavy, his eyes a dark brown. He also had knots of white cord on the shoulders of his jerkin, marking him as a squad leader. The 30 men around Sen snapped to attention, raising their spears in salute.
This is Kaladin Stormblessed? This youth?
Dalet, we're soon going to have a new recruit. I need you to...
Kaladin had noticed Sen.
He found his way here just a few minutes ago, sir. I've been getting him ready.
Well done. I paid good money to get that boy away from Gare. That man's so incompetent, he might as well be fighting for the other side.
What? Why would anyone pay to get me?
What do you think about the field?
Several of the other spearmen nearby raised hands to shade from the sun, scanning the rocks.
That dip next to the two boulders on the far right?
Footing's too rough.
Aye, perhaps it is. What about the short hill over there? Far enough to avoid the first fall, close enough to not get too far ahead.
Kaladin nodded, though Sen couldn't see what they were looking at.
Looks good.
The rest of you louts hear that?
The men raised their spears high.
Keep an eye on the new boy, Dalit. He won't know the signs.
Of course.
He's smiling. How can he smile? Does that mean the enemy is ready?
Even though Sen had just relieved himself, he felt a trickle of urine run down his leg.
Stay firm.
Kaladin trotted down the front line to talk to the next squad leader over. Behind Sen and the others, the dozens of ranks were still growing. The archers on the sides prepared to fire.
Don't worry, son. We'll be fine. Squad leader Kaladin is lucky.
The soldier on the other side of Sen nodded. He was a lanky red-haired Vaden with darker tanned skin than the Alethi.
Why is he fighting in an Alethi army?
That's right. Kaladin, he's Stormblessed, right? Sure he is. We lost only one man last battle.
But someone did die.
People always die. Our squad loses the fewest. You'll see.
Kaladin finished conferring with the other squad leader, then jogged back to his team. Though he carried a short spear meant to be wielded one-handed with a shield in the other hand, his was a hand longer than those held by the other men.
At the ready, men!
Unlike the other squad leaders, Kaladin didn't fall into rank, but stood out in front of his squad. The men around Sen shuffled, excited. Kaladin remained motionless, staring down the other army.
Steady, men!
Behind, a light-eyed officer passed on horseback.
Be ready to fight! I want their blood, men! Fight and kill!
Steady! Be ready to run.
Run? But we've been trained to march in formation. Stay in our line.
Sure, but most of the men don't have much more training than you. Those who can fight well end up getting sent to the Shattered Plains to battle the Parshendi. Kaladin's trying to get us into shape to go there to fight for the king. Most of these men here will break and charge. The Light Eyes aren't good enough commanders to keep them in formation. So stay with us and run.
Should I have my shield out?
Around Kaladin's team, the other ranks were unhooking their shields, but Kaladin's squad left their shields on their backs.
Go!
Sen didn't have much choice. The entire army started moving in a clamor. As Dalit predicted, the steady march didn't last long. The line disintegrated. As soon as that happened, Kaladin's squad broke into a dash, running out into the front at full speed. Sen scrambled to keep up, panicked and terrified. The ground wasn't as smooth as it had seemed, and he nearly tripped on a hidden rock bud, vines withdrawn into its shell. He righted himself and kept going, holding his spear in one hand, his shield on his back. The distant army was in motion as well, their soldiers charging down the field. There was no semblance of a battle formation or a careful line. This wasn't anything like the training had claimed it would be. Sen didn't even know who the enemy was. A landlord was encroaching on Bright Lord Amaran's territory, a land owned ultimately by High Prince Sadius. It was a border skirmish, and Sen thought it was another Alethi princedom. Why were they fighting each other? Perhaps the king would have to put a stop to it, but he was on the Shattered Plains, seeking vengeance for the murder of King Gavilar 5 years before.
The enemy had a lot of archers!
Sen's panic climbed to a peak as the first wave of arrows flew into the air. He stumbled again, itching to take out his shield. But Dalit grabbed his arm and yanked him forward. Hundreds of arrows split the sky, dimming the sun. They arced and fell, dropping like sky eels upon their prey. Amaran's soldiers raised shields, but not Kaladin's squad. No shields for them. And the arrow slammed into the middle ranks of Amaran's army behind him. Sen glanced over his shoulder, still running. The arrows fell behind him.
Why? How did to know!
They want the arrows to hit where the men are the most crowded, where they'll have the greatest chance of finding a body.
Several other groups in the van left their shields lowered, but most ran awkwardly with their shields angled up to the sky, worried about arrows that wouldn't hit them. That slowed them, and they risked getting trampled by the men behind who were getting hit. Sen itched to raise his shield anyway. It felt so wrong to run without it. The second volley hit. Kaladin's squad barreled toward the enemy soldiers, some of whom were dying to arrows from Amaranth's archers. Sen could make out individual faces of the enemy. Suddenly, Kaladin's squad pulled to a halt, forming a tight group. They'd reached the small incline that Kaladin and Dalit had chosen earlier. Dalit grabbed Sen and shoved him to the very center of the formation. Kaladin's men lowered spears, pulling out shields as the enemy bore down on them. The charging foe used no careful formation. They didn't keep the ranks of long spears in back and short spears in front. They all just ran forward. Sen scrambled to get his shield unlatched from his back. A group of enemy spearmen rushed up to Kaladin's squad, perhaps coveting the higher ground. The 36 attackers had some cohesion, though they weren't in as tight a formation as Kaladin's squad was. The enemy seemed determined to make up for it in passion. They rushed Kaladin's line. Kaladin's team held rank, defending Sen as if he were some light eyes and they were his honor guard. The two forces met. It was over in a few eye blinks. The enemy squad pulled back, leaving two dead on the stone. Kaladin's team hadn't lost anyone. They held their bristling V formation, though one man stepped back and pulled out a bandage to wrap a thigh wound. The rest of the men closed in to fill the spot. The wounded man was hulking and thick-armed. The wound didn't look bad. He was on his feet in a moment, but didn't return to the place where he'd been. Instead, he moved down to one end of the V formation, a more protected spot. The battlefield was chaos. The two armies mingled indistinguishably. Many of the squads broke apart, members rushing from one encounter to another. They moved like hunters, groups of three or four seeking lone individuals, then brutally falling on them. Kaladin's team held its ground, engaging only enemy squads that got too close.
Oh, is this what a battle really is?
Sen's practice had trained him for long ranks of men, shoulder to shoulder, not this frenzied intermixing, this brutal pandemonium. Why didn't more hold formation?
Oh, the soldiers are all gone, all fighting in a real battle at the Shattered Plains. No wonder Kaladin wants to get his squad there.
Spears flashed on all sides. It was difficult to tell friend from foe, despite the emblems on breastplates and colored paint on shields. The battlefield broke down into hundreds of small groups, like a thousand different wars happening at the same time. After the first few exchanges, Dalit took Sen by the shoulder and placed him in the rank at the very bottom of the V pattern. Sen, however, was worthless. When Kaladin's team engaged enemy squads, all of his training fled him. It took everything he had to just remain there, holding his spear outward and trying to look threatening. For the better part of an hour, Kaladin's squad held their small hill, working as a team shoulder to shoulder. Kaladin often left his position at the front, rushing this way and that, banging his spear on his shield in a strange rhythm.
Those are signals.
Kaladin's squad moved from the V-shape into a ring. It was nearly impossible to hear a single person's voice, but the sharp clang of the spear against the metal plate on Kaladin's shield was clear. Each time they changed formations, Dalit grabbed Sen by the shoulder and steered him. Kaladin's team didn't chase down stragglers. They remained on the defensive, and while several of the men in Kaladin's team took wounds, none of them fell. The squad was too intimidating for the smaller groups, and larger enemy units retreated after a few exchanges seeking easier foes. Eventually, something changed. Kaladin turned, watching the tides of the battle with discerning brown eyes. He raised his spear and smacked his shield in a quick rhythm he hadn't used before. Dalit grabbed Sen by the arm and pulled him away from the small hill.
Why abandon it now?
Just then, the larger body of Amaram's force broke, the men scattering. Sen hadn't realized how poorly the battle in this quarter had been going for his side. As Kaladin's team retreated, they passed many wounded and dying, and Sen grew nauseated. Soldiers were sliced open, their insides spilling out. He didn't have time for horror. The retreat quickly turned into a rout. Kaladin beat his shield again. The squad changed direction, heading eastward. There, Sen saw, a larger group of Amaran soldiers was holding. But the enemy had seen the ranks break, and that made them bold. They rushed forward in clusters like wild axe hounds hunting stray hogs. Before Kaladin's team was halfway across the field of dead and dying, a large group of enemy soldiers intercepted them. Kaladin reluctantly banged his shield. His squad slowed. Sen felt his heart begin to thump faster and faster. Nearby, a squad of Amaran's soldiers was consumed. The enemies used their spears like skewers, killing men on the ground like kremlings. Kaladin's men met the enemy, bodies shoved on all sides, and Sen was spun about. In a jumble of friend and foe, dying and killing, Sen grew overwhelmed. So many men running in so many directions. He panicked, scrambling for safety. A group of soldiers nearby wore Alethi uniforms, Kaladin's squad. Sen ran for them, but when some turned toward him, Sen was terrified to realize he didn't recognize them. This wasn't Kaladin's squad, but a small group of unfamiliar soldiers holding an uneven, broken line. Wounded and terrified, they scattered as soon as an enemy squad got close. Sen froze, holding his spear in a sweaty hand. The enemy soldiers charged right for him. His instincts urged him to flee, yet he had seen so many men picked off one at a time.
I have to stand.
I have to face them. I can't run. I can't!
He stabbed his spear at the lead soldier. The man casually knocked the weapon aside with his shield, then drove his short spear into Sen's thigh. The pain was hot. So hot that the blood squirting out on his leg felt cold by comparison. The soldier yanked the weapon free. Sen stumbled backward, dropping his spear and shield. He fell to rocky ground, splashing in someone else's blood. His foe raised his spear high, a looming silhouette against a stark blue sky, ready to ram it into Sen's heart. And then he was there. Squad leader, Storm Blessed. Kaladin's spear came as if out of nowhere, narrowly deflecting the blow that was to have killed Sen. Kaladin set himself in front of Sen, alone, facing down six spearmen. He didn't flinch. He charged. It happened so quickly. Kaladin swept the feet from beneath the man who had stabbed Sen. Even as that man fell, Kaladin reached up and flipped a knife from one of the sheaths tied about his spear. His hand snapped, knife flashing, and hit him the thigh of a second foe. A third man froze, looking at his fallen allies. Kaladin shoved past the wounded enemy and slammed his spear into the gut of the third man. A fourth man fell with a knife to the eye.
When did Kaladin grab that knife?
He spun between the last two, his spear a blur, wielding it like a quarterstaff. For a moment, Sen thought he could see something surrounding the squad leader, a warping of the air like the wind itself become visible.
Oh, I've lost a lot of blood. It's flowing so quickly.
Foes all down, Kaladin turned and knelt beside Sen. The squad leader set aside his spear and whipped a white strip of cloth from his pocket, then efficiently wrapped it tight around Sen's leg. Kaladin worked with the ease of one who had bound wounds dozens of times before.
Kaladin, sir!
Sen pointed at one of the soldiers Kaladin had wounded. The enemy man held his leg as he stumbled to his feet. In a second, however, Mountainous Dalit was there, shoving the foe with his shield. Dalit didn't kill the wounded man, but let him stumble away unarmed. The rest of the squad arrived and formed a ring around Kaladin, Dalit, and Sen. Kaladin stood up, raising his spear to his shoulder. Dalit handed him back his knives, retrieved from the fallen foes.
Had me worried there, sir, running off like that.
I knew you'd follow. Raise the red banner. Sen, Corridor, you're going back with the boy. Dalit, hold here. Amaram's line is bulging in this direction. We should be safe soon.
And you, sir?
Kaladin looked across the field. A pocket had opened in the enemy forces, and a man rode there on a white horse, swinging about him with a wicked mace. He wore full plate armor, polished and gleaming silver.
A shard bearer?
No, thank the Storm Father. Just a light-eyed officer. Shard bearers are far too valuable to waste on a minor border dispute.
Kaladin watched the light eyes with a seething hatred. It was the same hatred Sen's father had shown when he'd spoken of Chul rustlers, or the hatred Sen's mother would display when someone mentioned Kusiri, who had run off with the cobbler's son.
Sir?
Subsquads 2 and 3, pincer pattern. We're taking a Bright Lord off his throne.
You sure that's wise, sir? We've got wounded.
That's one of Hela's officers. He might be the one.
You don't know that, sir.
Regardless, he's a battalion lord. If we kill an officer that high, we're all but guaranteed to be in the next group sent to the Shattered Plains. We're taking him. Imagine it, Dallas. Real soldiers. A war camp with discipline and light eyes with integrity. A place where our fighting will mean something.
Dalit nodded. Kaladin waved to a group of his soldiers, then they raced across the field. A smaller group of soldiers, including Dalit, waited behind with the wounded. One of those, a thin man with black Galethi hair speckled with a handful of blonde hairs marking some foreign blood, pulled a long red ribbon from his pocket and attached it to his spear. He held the spear aloft, letting the ribbon flap in the wind.
It's a call for runners to carry our wounded off the field. We'll have you out of here soon. You were brave standing against those six.
Oh, fleeing seems stupid. So many wounded on the field, how can we think that the runners will come for us?
Squad leader Kaladin bribes them. They'll usually only carry off light eyes, but there are more runners than there are wounded light eyes. The squad leader puts most of his pay into the bribes.
The squad is different.
Told you.
Not because of luck. Because of training.
That's part of it. Part of it's because we know if we get hurt, Kaladin will get us off the battlefield.
Dalit paused, looking over his shoulder. As Kaladin had predicted, Amarin's line was surging back, recovering. The mounted enemy Light Eyes from before was energetically laying about with his mace. A group of his honor guard moved to one side, engaging Kaladin's sub-squads. The Light Eyes turned his horse. He wore an open-fronted helm that had sloping sides and a large set of plumes on the top. Sen couldn't make out his eye color, but he knew it would be blue or green, maybe yellow or light gray. He was a Bright Lord, chosen at birth by the heralds, marked for rule. He impassively regarded those who fought nearby. Then, one of Kaladin's knives took him in the right eye. The Bright Lord fell back off the saddle as Kaladin somehow slipped through the lines and leaped upon him, spear raised.
Aye, it's part training, but it's mostly him. He fights like a storm, that one, and thinks twice as fast as other men. The way he moves sometime.
Oh, he bound my leg.
He knows a lot about wounds. He can read glyphs, too. He's a strange man for a lowly, dark-eyed spearman, our squad leader is. But you should save your strength, son. The squad leader won't be pleased if we lose you. Not after what he paid to get you.
Why?
Almost everyone around them was an ally, but Dalit still watched to make sure no enemy soldiers tried to strike at Kaladin's wounded.
Why, Dalit? Why bring me into this squad? Why me?
It's just how he is. Hates the thought of young kids like you, barely trained, going to battle. Every now and again, he grabs one and brings him into his squad. A good half dozen of our men were once like you. I think you all remind him of someone.
Sen glanced at his leg. Pain sprang like small orange hands with overly long fingers were crawling around him, reacting to his agony. They began turning away, scurrying in other directions, seeking other wounded. His pain was fading, his leg, his whole body feeling numb. He leaned back, staring up at the sky.
That's odd. There shouldn't be thunder. The sky's cloudless.
Sen turned, shocked out of his stupor. Galloping directly toward them was a massive black horse, bearing a rider in gleaming armor that seemed to radiate light. The armor was seamless. No chain underneath. Just smaller plates, incredibly intricate. The figure wore an unornamented full helm, and the plate was gilded. He carried a massive sword in one hand, fully as long as a man was tall. It wasn't a simple straight sword. It was curved, and the side that wasn't sharp was ridged like flowing waves. Etchings covered its length. It was beautiful, like a work of art. Sen had never seen a Shardbearer, but he knew immediately what this was. How could he ever have mistaken a simple armored light eyes for one of these majestic creatures?
Didn't Dalek claim there would be no Shardbearers on this battlefield?
Vorma!
Sen just sat where he was. He couldn't have stood, not with that leg wound. He felt so lightheaded. How much blood had he lost? You can barely think. Either way, he couldn't fight. You didn't fight something like this. Sun gleamed against that plate armor and that gorgeous, intricate, sinuous sword. It was like the Almighty himself had taken form to walk the battlefield. And why would you want to fight the Almighty? Sen closed his eyes.